Are you going to turn that light off anytime this century?
I have to study for my animal physiology exam.
I know, but do you really think that pictures of cow hearts and goat spleens are appropriate bedtime reading?
I can't study tomorrow. I have swim practice and choir practice, not to mention work. But don't worry, I just have this last chapter on hibernation.
Why don't you do an experiment in hibernation and get some sleep?
An extra 2 hours are going to keep me from getting bees. It's worth it.
The partition that separates the peritoneal cavity from the heart cavity is the pleural septum. No, that's tissue in the lung. What is it?
You don't know what separates the peritoneal cavity from the heart cavity. I'm a dead man.
Instruments. Flute. It's sterile.
Kim, we have choir practice. Are you still operating on this man?
I'll be right there.
Don't bet on it. She doesn't know what separates the peritoneal cavity from the heart cavity.
I don't want no body parts on my floor. And next time, get a man, doctor.
She's not going anywhere until she figures out what separates the peritoneal cavity from the heart cavity.
Everybody knows that. It's the transverse septum.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
Just spending a little quality time with my roommate.
I had another one of those nightmares. I was in the pit, operating on Dwayne, in front of the burger window. Everybody kept singing the answer to that question I missed on my last exam. I felt so stupid. Even you knew what it was.
Rock Am, you're skating on thin ice.
I don't know. Maybe these dreams are trying to tell me I don't have what it takes to become a doctor.
Oh, Kim, please. I had a dream once. I was in Frederica's fashion fair. They had the shoe sale of the century, and I was the first one there at the door. But I could not find the shoe department. Every escalator went to household appliances. I took the elevator, household appliance. I took the stairs, household appliances. And then an army of toasters and mix matchers came marching after me, and they all had on fashion shoes. But a dream that was even worse than that was I was trapped in the crepe sole shoe department at Zanay's Zapatoria. Not finished. And Jose.
Velma? Velma? Would you take a breath before your tongue falls out? It's not healthy for a 29-year-old man to be living at home. I know Donnell is our son. That's why I want him to leave. Hello? Hello?
Oh, look at the phone.
Oh, come on now, Verna. If I remember correctly, you're the one who said it was okay for Darnell to come back home.
It's amazing what a man will do to get back into his own bed. Velma says the child is just trying to find himself. He found himself all right in my Baca lounger in front of my TV. He found himself everywhere but at work.
All kids go through a little period of adjustment.
In 5 years, Darnell has lost 5 jobs. Now, you can't make no money that way unless you manage the New York Yankees.
Come on, man, let me buy you a cup of coffee.
It just pains me to see all that potential going nowhere fast. And tonight when I get home, I'm telling Velma that her little baby boy has got to pack his 29-year-old apples and get out. Oh, where have you been?
Mr. Gaines, I'm 5 minutes early.
Well, you usually 15 minutes early. This better not start a trend.
I can just see it now. The girl will start showing up later and later, flunk out of school, move back home with her father, and take over his Barkai lounger.
And
And where were we when we should have been at choir practice rehearsing for our solo?
I'm sorry, I was in a bio lab. I forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, next time you're in the lab, leave your book and let the frog dissect himself.
I won't have to do that because it'll never happen again. Thanks to this, the Call It A Day planner. Last semester, I felt I was always running two steps behind my life. But now I've got my life in the palm of my hands. Check this out.
See here. 5 a.m., get up. 5:30, swim practice. 7 a.m., shower. 7:10, breakfast. Kim, you might want to write in 7:05, get dressed. If you go to breakfast naked, the crowd could slow you down. You're taking 6 classes, plus the swim team, the choir, freshman council, working all day long at the pit, and tutoring in anatomy? Girl, is your life come with 10 extra hours that I don't know about?
I know it sounds like a lot, but it won't be if each minute has a purpose.
Yeah, but in not one of these minutes have you scheduled any of the important things in life, like paint your toenails, sit up all night and dish dirt with the girls?
Jaleesa, I have to get more than bees if I want to be the first doctor in my family. I mean, would you go to a doctor who made bees?
Actually, I'd rather go to a doctor that made C's.
They charge less.
Fluffy, what's a 3-letter word for enemy? And don't say dog, either. I'll get it. Stay right there.
Hey, Vernon?
Oh, I'm not staying.
Well, come on in.
Well, I told Darnell his mooching days was over, and he had 1 week to find his own place.
Oh, boy, so how'd he take it?
A lot better than Velma.
Uh-oh, so you're back on the couch, then?
Heck no, she kicked me out. Out of my own house. House that I just paid $375 to have the porch screened in, because Velma is convinced that them fireflies carry diphtheria.
Oh, nice cat.
Well, do you have a place to stay?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll just get me a room in a hotel. It won't be a good one, though, because I just paid $375 for porch screen.
Well, Vernon, you know, you're welcome to stay here.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Well, Suzanne, she's gone. She's out of friends, and there's no one here but me and Fluffy and John Coltrane.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you. That's very nice. Well, you just tell us where we bunking, and you won't hear another word out of us.
Well, I don't have a guest room. You'd have to, you know.
Oh, I slept on so many couches, I wouldn't know what to do in the bed. Yes, sir. Now, this is going to be real nice. Real nice. Uh-huh. Man, you two are going to have to get along now. Yeah, have to get along now. Yeah, we might be here for quite a while.
Hello.
Well, if smiles could talk.
We had a pop quiz in organic chemistry, and guess who got an A? A big fat A?
I give up. Who?
You are looking at the crown princess, the queen, the reigning goddess of organic chem. I knew so much, I could have answered 5 more questions. And why, you may ask?
Because you cheated.
Because of Operation Organization. Last night, I got all my reading done, and I had 10 minutes left over to call my folks. You might want to get one of these.
Why on earth would I want to talk to my mother for a whole 10 minutes?
Kim, it's almost time for Midnight Chiller Theater. Guess what is on? The Man with Two Heads.
Freddy, how many times have I asked you to knock before entering the room?
Many times.
Just checking.
Come on, the popcorn's getting cold. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to review my choir music, lay out my clothes, start my lit paper. No, I already started that already. And I need 15 minutes just to start tomorrow's day planner.
Come on, I can't watch The Man with Two Heads by myself.
My motto, this semester is no more bees.
When I was pulling my hair out over a paper, you were the one that told me to relax.
Well, you're not going to be a doctor. You're going to be a writer. No one dies if you put a colon in the wrong place.
Whitley, what do you say? You, me, the man with two heads? I'd love to, but I don't double date.
Mom, my life is under control now. This organizer has really saved me. Overburden? Mom, I'm getting A's in all 10 of my classes. Did I say 10? I meant 15. 15 classes, 15 A's. No B's. A, A, B.
There's a fly swatter in the top drawer.
Oh. You know, there's no need in you sitting here in all this quiet when you're surrounded by the best jazz collection on the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, I'm a guest here, and I ain't want to mess with your valuable record collection.
What's the matter? You couldn't figure out how to turn on the stereo?
Well, you need a degree from MIT. Oh, you might want to check your speakers, because something's wrong with them.
Yeah, I'll do that. Listen, do you like chicken?
Oh, God's gift to the taste buds.
Because I got us a little taste of heaven in a bucket.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. 15 pieces of chicken, cornies, Cajun cluckers.
Well, I hope you got a bucket of bicarbonate to go with them.
Come on now, Vernon. Cajun cluckers are delicious.
You wouldn't think so if you know where those chickens come from. The tender, plump, juicy ones get snagged by the good restaurant. Cornies chicken gets the ones that fell off the truck. Well, let's eat.
Vernon, have you talked with your wife today?
Now, how am I going to talk to somebody I'm not speaking to?
Well, listen, don't you think you ought to at least let Velma know where you are in case she's trying to find you to ask you to come back home?
If she wants to beg, she knows how to find me.
Yeah, well, I sure hope so.
You know, this is the first time Velma and I've been apart since I come back from the war. And she still wears those silk slippers I bought her in Quezon, Korea. She looks like a princess in them, too.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you go home, your princess will put them on for you.
Oh, no, I'm not going home until that boy is gone. Mm. Now, how would you feel if somebody showed up at your doorstep, moved in, and started acting like they owned the place? Oh, I wouldn't sit there for a while.
Why not?
Well, your Fluffy wouldn't let my Chelsea Boots use his litter box. It'll be dry by tomorrow.
I'm moving out of the dorm.
I'll forward your mail.
Don't you want to know why?
Nope.
Because if I don't, there'll be one less pre-med student in the class of 92.
Is Kim having a problem?
Kim is the problem. Look at me. I haven't had one decent night's sleep in 2 weeks. These aren't bags under my eyes. They're steamer trunks.
Then you'll have all the luggage you need in order to move out.
Every night, Kim is tossing and turning, screaming in the middle of her sleep. She wakes up in a cold sweat. It's wearing me out.
Well, what's wrong with her?
Some nonsense about not getting into medical school. I should have asked a room with a phys ed major. They sleep like logs.
Whitley, the girl has put herself under a lot of pressure. I mean, I went through the same thing when I was a freshman. Don't worry, she'll get through it.
At what cost to me? Kim, we were just talking about you. Don't you look rested?
4 hours is just too much sleep.
See what I mean? Would you rent me a U-Haul, please?
I went to bed at 2 a.m. and slept all the way to 6. If I had read that chapter one more time, I wouldn't have screwed up on my quiz.
Kim, come on now. Ease up on yourself. There comes a time when everybody gets a C or a D.
D? Got a B.
Ooh, wouldn't let that news get around.
That's it. I'm going to have to learn to make it on 3 hours sleep.
Kim, instead of less sleep, why not drop one or two of your activities? The choir, that takes up a lot of your time.
Are you saying that I can't cut it here?
No, Kim. All I'm saying is that maybe you shouldn't be taking on so much.
Lisa, why don't you spend more of your time worrying about yourself? Today in choir, you were flat.
Excuse me. I have to go rent a U-Haul.
Velma, I really think it's time you talk to Vernon.
I said everything I needed to say when I said get out.
But it's possible that in the last few days he has softened his position about Darnell.
You haven't been married for a long time, have you? Even wolves don't abandon their own flesh and blood. They'll chew off a foot before they'll throw their babies out of the house.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I turned that little key just a half. All of a sudden, I'm on Mount Vesuvius.
You set the gas up too high.
Well, this never would happen if you get rid of that little-for-nothing screen and put in some glass doors. They keep the heat in and the fire out.
Vernon!
Yes?
Why don't you go and set the table for dinner?
Well, I'm here to help.
Letty. Velma. Velma, come on in.
Thank you, Bert. Ooh, Letty is right, Colonel. You do have a lovely place. Smoky, but lovely.
Velma and I were talking about decorating, and I mentioned how charming your home was, and that you had some very interesting pieces.
What was that?
Sounds like my grandmother's china.
You wouldn't think that a man lived here. Do you read House and Garden magazine?
No.
You should. I assume these are all antiques.
Oh, I owe you a plate. Oh, my goodness.
I know that's an antique.
I didn't break the plate. It shattered when it heard her voice.
You knew he was here, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And as someone who cares very much about you both, I think it's time you stopped acting like children and work this out.
Letty, do they have to do it here?
Bradford, now you have a bond, a common ground, a history, and more than anything, you have love. Are you really willing to destroy all that because of what boils down to a simple disagreement?
You go ahead on, take her side. See, they always do.
Vernon, she's not taking her side.
Vernon, she's right. We do have all those things.
I know we do.
I miss you.
I know that. Well, I miss you, too.
Let's both stop being stubborn. Come home.
Well, am I coming home to you or to that moocher?
Can we give Darnell just a little more time to get himself settled?
Well, he's been settled in my Baccar lounge for the last 6 months. No, I'm staying right here till that boy is gone.
No, you're not.
Excuse me?
No, you're not. I'm sorry. I just don't have enough insurance for you to stay here.
Well, I just get my fans. Man practically begs me to stay in his house and then puts me out like a two-day-old newspaper. Get down from that Chelsea boots. We've been evicted.
Okay, everybody, come on now. Stand back. Give the girl some room to breathe. But what are you doing?
Elevating the head.
Stupid, you're supposed to elevate the feet.
I never miss nightingales, okay? It's the head.
It's the feet.
You don't know what you're talking about. Kim, you're alive.
My goodness. What are you doing down there?
She fainted.
That's terrible. This floor is filthy. People, please stop gaping. She is not a possum on the highway. This was bound to happen. I kept trying to tell her to slow down. I tried my best, but she just wouldn't listen.
Woodley?
Yes, Kim.
Shut up.
Girl's delirious. When you were making your medical bond loans, did it occur to you to call 911 or student health?
I called the Red Cross, and they're sending an emergency chopper with supplies. Why don't you go up on the roof and see if it's here?
I'm not leaving her side in these minutes of need.
Will somebody please help me out by helping me?
What are you doing? Now, Cedar, does this tell you anything at all?
Maybe I need a longer break.
Kim, passing out is your body's way of saying chill.
I hear it. And it's telling me to drop a few of my activities.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, the only way I'll make it into med school is on a stretcher.
Now, these chairs are supposed to be on top of the table, not under your behind.
Mr. Gaines, Kim is not feeling very well.
The poor child passed out. Fortunately, I have been here with the medical expertise.
Oh, my goodness. And Velma home waiting, wearing her caisson slippers. I've been here all night spraying for germs.
Mr. Gaines, it's not that bad. I'll be in tomorrow.
Oh, no, you don't. Get her to student health and get her a doctor. A man doctor?
Sounds like it.